Very thankful this morning for the haven, for the refuge that I have found a reality in my life. There have been people, family, saints that have been close to me to help me in difficult times, but there has been nothing like the refuge that I have found in Jesus Christ. Written on the board, injured, two. Where there is a two, there was a one. Last Sunday, we began a message about being injured that was really a follow-through from the previous week about spiritual accidents. Most of us have had accidents. Dare say that most of us that have lived very long have suffered some injuries and have had some wounds in life. We looked last week at some of the causes. People have injuries, and again, I am not speaking about imagined injuries. I'm not speaking of those that I get hurt by Brother Doug, and then I get hurt by Brother Randy, and get hurt by Brother Justin, by Brother Max, and Brother... And just go through, and I'm just getting hurt every time I turn around. When that happens, I mentioned last week, the problem is me, okay? So if it seems like everybody is not treating you right, maybe it's time to look in the mirror and ask the Lord to bring some personal healing in your life. But there are different causes of, I'm talking about, of real injuries and things that wound us. Sometimes you can see it on the outside, and sometimes they are internal bruises. There is internal bleeding that come, and sometimes we are the cause of those ourselves. Sin, failure, mistakes can cause spiritual injury. And then sometimes it can come from family, and people right in the church can cause injury through things that are said, through the way that things are handled, through injustices. And I'm speaking of deep things this morning and referring back to last week. And then there are times that some people feel like, even if it's incorrect, that it comes from God, because God didn't help me when I was in trouble, so I thought. God allowed this difficult situation to happen and didn't give me the help that I thought I needed. And so people can tend to blame God for the injury in their life. But we concluded last Sunday morning speaking about that God, or that Jesus, is desirous of bringing healing to us when we are injured. And it is important this morning that when we suffer true injury, that we are willing to acknowledge it. Because if we ignore injuries when they happen, it can cause death. And there have been many people that have died spiritually because they were injured. And their wounds went uncared for, and they ended up losing their soul. I don't want to see any of us lose our soul this morning. I want to see us make it. And so this morning, by the help of the Spirit of the Lord, we're going to talk about some of the symptoms of being injured, and then some of the healing processes that the Lord has given us. In Psalm 147, verse 3, the Scripture says, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." Sometimes when you have been injured, it seems like it will never get better. When you have been with, maybe by grief or personal failure, or how someone else has treated you. And again, I'm not speaking about, well, they just looked at me wrong. We're talking about real wounds and injuries and relationships that take place. And it seems like it will never get better, but I want us to be reminded this morning that we have a Heavenly Father that cares about the things that touch your life. And He heals the brokenhearted. And it is not always just an instantaneous healing that happens when we come to the altar. That's the beginning. But many times healing takes time. And there's a process, and it doesn't always happen overnight. But the Lord is interested in your healing. And I might end here, but I want to also start here today. Are you interested in being healed of your injuries? Are you wanting to be healed? We need to have a desire this morning, even though we might be in pain today from some of the travesties that happen in life, that I have a desire that things get better. And I don't know how healing will happen, but I want to say that the Lord is interested in healing those that are broken this morning. The Lord is interested in binding up the wounds. But wounds are not pleasant. David said it this way in Psalm 38:5. David said, "My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness." You ever had some wounds that just stank? Spiritual injury because of your own foolishness? I failed. Sin in people's lives does that. It stinks. It's corrupt. And there are also, even when it's not your own fault, this place here in Psalms 38 indicates, if you read the psalm, that David actually had an affliction on his body. And you know, when you deal with wounds, it's not always pleasant. I think that's one of the reasons where the Pharisee and the priest, rather, and the Levite walked on the other side of the road when they saw the man that was wounded dying, basically, on the side of the road. They walked to the other side. Because when you deal with wounds, whether it's your own or with someone else's, there is a great emotional and spiritual drain that takes place. And there's something in our mind sometimes we think, even in dealing with others' wounds, you might think, if I can just say the right words, it'll be all better. But you realize words do not usually bring instant healing. And it causes, and wounds and true spiritual injuries are not always quickly gotten over. They might be injuries and wounds that have taken place in your family and in your home. It might have happened in the body of Christ with people that you would have thought, if they're saved, surely they should have known better. How many people have walked away even from God because they said, "This is what the preacher did"? Do you realize those are injuries? We're all people this morning. God uses imperfect people. And about the time that someone has wounded you, it's a very good possibility that somewhere in life you have caused wounds in someone else's life. But it's not pleasant to deal with wounds. There's no easy answers. There's not usually quick fixes, because wounds can be very messy sometimes. But there's some symptoms that really, regardless of who caused the wound, whether it was myself or someone else, family in the church, I've still got the same result. If I cut myself or you cut me, I've still got an injury, right? Regardless of who did it, I still have an injury. And sometimes we get so focused on the pain of our injuries that people don't see the bigger danger. Because it's not the cause of the injury, but what the injury is doing to us now, if it's left untreated. Some of the symptoms of deep injury and wounds, and I've seen this, unfortunately, repeat itself over and over and over among people that had a profession with the Lord. They got bitter. Bitter towards God. Bitter towards other people. If my wife mistreated me, I could take out that resentment towards God. "Lord, why did you give me a wife like that? Why did that happen?" And whether I got bitter at my wife, or got bitter at God, or got bitter at the saints because someone didn't treat me right, and it really caused injury in my life. Bitterness is a symptom. If you begin to feel bitter in your life, usually it came from an injury. And it usually came from an injury that was left untreated. bitterness towards others. You know what I found that often happens when it comes to people in the body of Christ? Is that, Sister Tammy, if I can use you for an example. So if Sister Tammy did something to me, maybe I could turn it around. Let's make it easier. I did something to Sister Tammy. And then she says, well, Brother Michael didn't treat me right, and it was a real injury. I'm not just saying something surface, all right? We need to grow up and be mature, saints, all right? Don't be easily offended. But if I really did something that caused great injury, this is where the enemy would work. He would come along and try to cause Sister Tammy to start looking at everyone saying, the congregation did this to me. Have you not noticed that's true many times in life? Someone does something and pretty soon it's the church did this to me. The church didn't treat me right. And my question is, when people tell me that, who is the church? Well, brother so-and-so. That is one person. They did that to you. The church didn't do that to you. If I did something that's caused injury to you, I'm sorry, but it wasn't the church. It was me. But see, it's easy to start generalizing when we're in a place of hurt and injury. And so when we have been hurt, saints, let's be careful not to spread out the blame, because the enemy wants us to start feeling like everybody's against us. If someone said something rude, does that ever happen among the body of Christ? I can't apologize for anybody else, but I've heard things people have said before that were so rude to people and hurtful. People come in and maybe they're not acting right, or maybe they're not dressed right, or maybe the way that it would be more appropriate, or maybe someone did something, and someone just that doesn't have a vested interest just takes it upon themselves to be what we call church policemen. And they want to go without any vested interest and try to line people out, and it creates injuries. I have known families that will not step, for years, did not step into the chapel doors because someone hurt them by what they said. But we want to recognize when things like that happen, folks, people do things that aren't wise sometimes. And I know it can hurt, but let's look beyond that to a deeper cause in our walk with God, that I've been injured. I can still know there's people that love me. Just because someone didn't treat me right, I still believe there's people that care about me and love me. But what the enemy wants to do, and this is one of the symptoms of injury, whether it's family, church, other things, the enemy wants us to isolate ourselves. What does an animal do when it gets wounded? Yeah. I don't know about some of the, I don't know what chickens and cows do, y'all. I don't know what all the animals do. But I know wild animals, at least, they get off by themselves, don't they, Brother Max? What about us? Has anyone besides me, in a place of injury, just wanted to get away, wanted distance, and wanted to withdraw? Do y'all know what I'm talking about? So when we start feeling that way when we've been injured, we want to recognize we're in a very vulnerable place. Because if I withdraw, what about Peter? He failed the Lord 3 times, didn't he? And he went out and wept bitterly. But then we find on the day of Pentecost and before Pentecost, he was in the upper room with 120. How did he even hold his head up? How did Peter even hold his head up? People say, well, you denied the Lord. It's like, I don't even want to be around them because they know my shame. And yet he realized. He had to have thought, you know what? I've messed up. And I'm in a vulnerable place. But if I distance myself from the other disciples, what's the end of that story going to look like? So I'm going to go ahead by the help of the Lord, and I'm going to go and I'm going to be apart, because I still love the Lord. When you get injured and hurt, there will be many times a tendency to want to separate yourself. The same thing happens in family. family members, does something hurtful. There's something that wants us to separate and distance. But we have to ask ourselves, what is the long-term consequences and result of that? It doesn't mean the injury, we're minimizing the injury, but it means I'm in a vulnerable place. Because when you have been hurt, is anybody like to be hurt? Does anybody like to be wounded? No. If someone slaps you, I know Jesus said turn the other cheek, but that does not mean you have to stand there and keep doing this, okay? It means you don't retaliate. It means you don't respond in carnal anger, but it also means that I'm going to step out of the way. If you're sitting there hitting me, I'm going to step out of the way, and there's nothing wrong with that, but we are in a vulnerable place. Okay, we're in a very vulnerable place when circumstances dictate that I step back. I have to recognize that until I can get to a place to step back forward, there's not going to be any place for reconciliation. And we're going to address that a little bit more. The message and the burden that I have is not about reconciliation between in relationships, but it's about when we're injured, when we're wounded. So be careful about withdrawal. The scripture says that a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. Isn't that what injury does? I imagine most of us have probably been on both sides of that fence. The injury, because it's like sometimes you wonder, do they recognize when someone's been injured deeply and they wonder, does the person that did it, do they understand what they did? Do they recognize how deeply I'm hurting? And it's not something I can just buck up and say, well, be a man about it, it's okay. No, you're sitting there bleeding, and if it's not tended, you could lose your spiritual life. I don't want to die from the injuries that life brings. The Lord wants to start binding up wounds this morning. I believe in the healing virtue of Jesus Christ. And I believe that Jesus came and he knows that we're human. He knows we are emotional creatures. He knows things happen. And there are times that we need the divine help from God to bind up what is broken and bleeding. That we can live prosperous lives and not be defined by the injury that we sustained. One of the other symptoms is loss of strength. Been injured, it's like you don't have any energy left. It's hard to push. It's hard to do your work at home. It's hard to go do your job. It's hard to come to service. Every little task, even menial tasks, become very difficult. It's a symptom of an injury. Something's not operating right. Something is draining from the spiritual energy. There's no stamina. Sometimes there's a numbness that comes in when there's been injury. You don't feel anything. You don't feel the Lord talking to you. You come to service and I'm here. You're just numb. Numb to those around you. Numb to family members. You could almost turn your hand for the difference because you don't feel anything anymore. Do you know that's a way that we tend to use subconsciously sometimes to protect ourselves from further injury? I can't handle being hurt this way again, and so I'm just going to stop. I'm going to try to stop feeling. And you may not consciously make that decision, but when you start feeling numb, we need to recognize that. We need to start recognizing, because if we stay in a condition of numbness, we're not going to be able to have meaningful relationships in our home, and in the congregation, but ultimately with Christ. Ultimately with the Lord. And so, Lord, I need some restoration. I need some help, Lord. And sometimes it's numbness, and then other times it's just deep pain. And it's ever before you. And you can't escape it. You wake up with it. You go to bed with it. It's the last thing on your mind when you go to sleep. And it's the first thing on your mind when you wake up. Has anyone been there? Can't escape it. These things are real. And as children of God, we are not exempt from these things happening. They happen in life. And yet, the Lord wants to bring healing. He wants to bind up. I believe the Lord wants to restore relationships. I still believe that. But it's going to start with allowing the Lord to work in my life. And one of the things that I have found, and this is just a little side note, when you have been injured, and even after healing begins, there are what we call triggers. Things that can happen that just bring afresh the injury and the pain that came. I had something happen, and I still feel it deeply, and so I don't want to sit up here and cry about it. But there are some things that I went through that caused deep, deep pain that I couldn't talk to basically anybody about. And there were, even after the Lord began to bring healing for years, and maybe even still today, but not near what it was years ago, there were things that would happen totally unassociated. There was a trigger. It was an environmental thing that could happen. And all of a sudden, something just, I felt it through my body. I could feel it, the tenseness, and all of those memories just flooded back in. And I had to keep bringing those back to the Lord. See, the Lord had begun to heal, but there were triggers. Things, something happened, something said that's innocent, and yet it brings back the pain. The Lord's aware of those things. The Lord is aware of those things. Avoidance, I mentioned avoidance, and that happens whether it something was my fault or someone else's fault. I don't want to be hurt again. And this is where, and I'm just going to say it publicly because there are some things that need to be said. I've heard people that have been in difficult marriages walk away saying, there are no good men. There's just no good men. Have you all ever heard someone say that? They have the mentality that there's just no good men. Well, I would like to disagree with that if I humbly could this morning. And I'm looking at some good men this morning. I would like to, there are still some good men. But it's because someone's been injured. It's because maybe I was in a situation that I was injured and so deeply wounded that it colored me and it gave me a paradigm, if you will, that everybody's like that. Or the understanding that marriage is just a tough thing. And yes, there's challenges, but there's challenges in life. There's been people that look at marriage and think, marriage is horrible. I don't ever want to get married. Well, marriage was ordained of God. Marriage is a good thing. We were talking in Sunday school just briefly when my wife brought me something. In there, it's like, I told him, I said, he that findeth a wife findeth a what? And then I had to change it. I don't want to do injustice to the scripture. But then I added, I said, he that findeth a good wife findeth a good thing. Because it is true, it's better to dwell in the wilderness than with what? A contentious woman, or a brawling woman is another one. But so you see, but this is how people's experience can color marriage entirely. And that comes from injuries. So when we've been injured, we also want to recognize, Lord, I need your help, that I don't lose a proper perspective of relationships, of worship to God, of family relationships, although maybe someone in those categories has wounded me. And so these are things that we want to be aware of with symptoms. And there's a danger then when injury comes. And folks, it's urgent because people can bleed out spiritually. I've been hurt, and we can die from untreated wounds. I want to say here, my prayer and desire is that this congregation would be a spiritual hospital. You know what hospitals are full of? Now, we need some nurses and doctors, though, too. We don't want to just all come and bleed out and look at one another and die on the gurney, so to speak. That's not what I'm talking about. But a place that people can come and find the love of God. Place that people can be hurt, have been hurt, can come and know that there's people that will pray with me. There's people that love me. There's people that care about me. And that we can be part of the hands and feet of the healing process that Jesus came to work in our lives. And I believe that's true about this congregation. I appreciate that. I don't want to add to the injuries. I want injuries by the help of God to be healed. And I know that takes time, but God uses people. But so there's a danger, though, when injuries happen. And we mentioned the loss of sensitivity, loss of strength. Mentioned at the close of the service last Sunday that during the Civil War, more people died, I believe, from infection than they did of the bullet wound itself. The bullet didn't kill them. They died of infection. So let's be aware when we get injuries. I said when, because they do come. And I hope they're far and few. I hope it's far and few between. But when it comes, beware of infection. Because you know what infection does? It starts in one area, and it has a way of spreading. Not just in our own life. If I've been hurt one place, if I let it go and I ignore it and I don't treat it, it can start affecting other areas of my life. If I get hurt from one of you, I could go home and I could let that injury affect the relationship that I have with my wife and children. And it's also true, and I would just encourage the parents especially to be very careful. Because your children pick up on quite a bit, more than what you might think they do sometimes. And they pick up on things, on what people are doing without parents even saying anything. But I want to caution us, when injuries happen, isolate the injury so the infection or the injury does not spread to other people. Because if I've been injured and I've been really hurt by someone and I go and everybody I see, I call or I tell them about this injury. Do you know what so-and-so did? And I get some sympathy. And it feels good when you're injured to have someone come and say, I'm so sorry. Doesn't it? I mean, you men can act like you don't need it, but you know you really like it sometimes. You want someone to sympathize with you, right, when you get hurt. And sometimes we tell our children, hey, our boys at least, hey, okay, buck up now, be a man, it's fine. It stopped bleeding, you're going to be okay. There's a place for that, but why do they go to mama sometimes? Because sometimes they need to just have that little, you know, oh, I'm so sorry. Well, if we take the injury that we've had and we start telling everybody pretty soon, and we can spiritualize, Brother Justin, I need prayer. You know what Brother Max did to me? Oh, he did that. Yes, he did that to me. And I just need prayer, though, Brother Justin. And Brother Doug, do you know what your dad did to me? He did that. Yeah, he did. And this is the repercussions. But I just need prayer. Would you pray for me? And what have I done under the guise of prayer? Pretty soon, I've just talked to everybody. And then when they come, I'm sorry, is that okay to pick on you, Brother Max? I'm just sometimes we personalize it, make it a little more real. And then pretty soon Brother Max comes and everybody's like, oh, he did that. And pretty soon, then Brother Max doesn't want to be here either, right? Because then pretty soon it takes on a life of its own. And Brother Max and I reconcile. We both say, Brother, I'm sorry. We both apologize maybe. And about the time I think he needs to say he's sorry, he's been hurt by me. And we just need to say, Brother, we're sorry. But everybody else has been left with the consequences of that injury. And so we might have fixed it, and yet it has caused irreputable damage because I talk too much. And there are people, there are injustices and hurts that have happened to parents and grandparents, and the children and grandchildren will have nothing to do with that person because you know what they did to Grandpa? You know what they did to my mom and dad? And they don't want anything to do with it. So let's be careful when injuries come that we don't allow those to spread, that give other people a battle. But we also want to come and find a place of healing. I did not know there was, where there is a two, sometimes there is a three. So with your permission, we're going to conclude this morning. Briefly, there's a couple of things I want to say before I sit down. What do hurt people do sometimes? Have you ever been hurt? You turn right around and hurt someone else. Think of a situation of someone that had been very deeply hurt. They were very mistreated somewhere. And so they had to play some distance. And then they went and they did the exact same thing to someone else. Hurt people sometimes. The Lord wants us to be a kind and a loving people. Be careful of a root of bitterness that springs up when you've been hurt. We haven't shared all the answers here this morning. You can come back again. We have afternoon service. But be careful when you've been hurt of that root of bitterness. Be watching for it. I had a little injury a few weeks ago and I thought it was starting to heal and then looked and it was so sore and pretty soon it was swelling up and we recognize there's infection in there. That happens with untreated injuries. So let's be watchful. Let's be watchful of infection because it can spread in your family pretty quickly. It can spread throughout congregations. It can spread throughout the body of Christ. And we want healing. That's our desire. That should be our prayer. Lord, we want healing when the injuries come. And I want this to be a safe place for healing this morning. And so we will conclude again with saying that the Lord is interested. He cares in the things that touch your life. And if you have had injury or in the future, when it happens, I want you to know the Lord is moved with compassion and He wants to bind up that which is broken. Amen.